Part of the
this? It's not so long, but that time.
On Art, Architecture, and the World. Vittorio Gregotti.
That is very difficult to answer there for this, because it's a critical problem, of course.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between art and architecture?
Mm-hmm.
But because for me, architecture is an art,
yeah.
There are no problems. it's not a visual art, but it's an art. Yeah. With this special field, I don't know.
Massimiliano Fuxas.
But it was really interesting to have, and after, because I decided that architecture is a known language,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then art and architecture can live together,
yeah.
And architecture is a part of art.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
There are no conflict between artists and architects, mm-hmm. because they are exactly the same things.
Right.
Massimiliano Fuxas.
It was between Bruno Zevi and Baratta that asked me to do the curator of Biennale. And they said, well, the title will be less aesthetics, more ethics. Mm-hmm. But there is, it is not that I don't believe in the aesthetic at all.
Uh-huh.
I believe that aesthetic is so important because it's much more than the beauty. Aesthetics is a feeling, aesthemos is a, in Greek, estemo is sentire. But it was not enough. It is not enough to be an architect.
Right.
Then I started with this, and I said, we use all the space of Biennale
mm-hmm.
for the first time in the life of Biennale. All. And we want to have the same budget, something more perhaps, of the art Biennale that was Zeman. And the first idea was that I don't want to deal with the corderia. You have no, you cannot deal. You can do only one line,
yeah.
330 meters.
Right, it's so spectacular.
For 5 meters,
yeah.
And you have to find a new way for information. Information is not only slides, it's not video.
Mm-hmm.
It's to have for 300 meters. You can see. You remember. You
yeah.
see, if an airplane that can go through yeah. or the war, and the team, this was the team. The team is, what we, this was the confrontation between yeah. our architecture and the world.
Paolo Baratta.
After Fuxas, I yes. asked Sucic to come, and mm-hmm. with then Sucic was a Biennale which was informing
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time we discussed that at least one Biennale every two has to concentrate on what's going to happen in,
yeah,
the, coming,
in the,
in the coming yeah. couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the documentation of what was in the pipe might have been significant, mm-hmm. but you cannot have the same thing every 2 years,
mm-hmm.
Then there is another unsolved problem, because these, as I say, don't ask me how I did solve this problem. I just took the problems and faced them,
yeah.
but no solution at all. Now this time we said let's we had a long chain of teachers, critics. I want to go back to an architect.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
But which is right? God knows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's have an architect,
right?
Because after Betsky,
right.
who put the criticism on architecture to the extreme, saying now architecture is almost everything because the world is not a world of building, but the world is a world of space and things to be seen and things to be heard
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and things to be enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to architecture. And going back to architecture, I chose an architect, one who starts from the problem of architecture is how to trace, how to define limits from outside and inside.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Betsky.
One of the first things I suggested was that we redo the Giardini, and they all laughed and said, Every director says that.
And how so? How did you want to redo it?
As a project, as a set of projects. But instead, what we were able to do, I realized that however much I might demonstrate, there was still a kind of utopian quality to what I was doing. So I decided to do that head on. And I remember the end of Candide, Il faut cultiver notre jardin. So I said, well, we need a garden. That is a Garden of Eden, a new Garden of Eden. So I called Catherine Gustafson and took her out to the kind of leftover garden that's all the way at the end of the Arsenale, the Garden of the Virgins, beautifully named, and said, why don't we look at this? And there was all kinds of problems because the Chinese had dibs on it and all this kind of stuff. And she looked at this wall and said, well, what's behind that wall? And they said, well, it's a mess. And she said, can I see the mess? And she found this unclaimed piece of ruined garden. And that became her project, to renovate it into half a prototype for how we could turn our cities into places for urban gardening, and half into a really utopian, beautifully abstracted space surmounted by helium balloons representing all of us going to heaven. And Bharata and the organization took one look at this and said, fantastic. We keep it, not only do we keep it, but they built a bridge at the back of the garden, which reconnects the Arsenale right to the center of Castello, the neighborhood between the Arsenale and the Giardini, so that you now have a shortcut right into that part of town. And so that I'm very proud of, because I think that's something that we left behind for future Biennales to enjoy.
Massimiliano Fuxas.
Our Biennale was not a sociology, was a feeling, like the artist can have in front of the change of the world, the global situation. But it's a much more intuition than reality. Mm-hmm. Because this is a Biennale. Biennale is for the future, it's not for the past.